The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
Not Tony Soprano on the show with us right now, but it is Tony Anderson from Kentucky. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Just fine. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Welcome to Inside Florida Racing, and I hear you are getting ready to come on down to participate in the World Figure Eight Champion Race at Auburndale.
Yep, sure am.
Now, have you been racing?
Tony, you just bought you a new car. It looks like you bought the car of the reigning World Figure Eight champion, Fred Bear Jr. Is that true?
Yep, that's true. Yep, Fred's a buddy of mine. I had an old car, and I didn't race this year, and we went up there just to watch, and I come back home right after racing, and I called Fred Monday to congratulate him. Me and him friends from before, they used to come down here to Louisville to race. And then he said he's going to sell the car, and I ended up with it, and actually, I bought it just to go back to Indy to run the 3-hour this year. I quit racing full-time about 2 years ago, and then Joe told me that he was trying to put this deal together to come to Florida to race, so we're kind of anxious to get there. When I used to come down there before, I was committed to an every-week deal up here for a sponsor, and I wasn't able to get away, and I raced street stock and outlaw both, and I couldn't get away to come down there before, so kind of wanted to do it then, so now's my chance.
What's your favorite kind of figure eight racing to do?
Figure eight. The Outlaws really is the best I like, but they just kind of whittled away around here. You know, they don't run them where I live no more. And Indianapolis is the closest place, and I'm about hour and a half from there, and it makes it kind of tough, you know, to go there and run every week. And I kind of got out of the every week racing deal. I raced for 30 years, and my kids started growing up, so I just kind of laid back for a couple years and didn't race every week. I just run the 3-hour, and so I'm going to try to run this traveling deal this year.
You excited about this deal here coming up?
Can't wait to get there. Can't wait to get away from all this snow, too.
There ain't no snow down here, brother, but I tell you,
nah. It's
going to be cold on Thursday night. It says it's going to be in the teens, so might
is that right?
Snow coming. Don't bring it with you.
Nah, I thought I was leaving it here. What's I didn't think it got that cold in Florida.
No, see, a lot of people say that, but it gets pretty cold here because we got a lot of moist air here. So, water, if you're on the water, you can stay warm, but inland, man, it gets pretty cold. So, you guys should be okay. You're not going to freeze. Don't worry.
Nah, we race in the cold here. So I'm just kind of anxious to get there.
What are your chances of winning this thing?
I like to think they're pretty good, or I wouldn't be coming all this way. But I don't know much. Many of the guys, you know, from Florida there, except John Lavelle that come up here. I mean, he's a good racer, and then all the Indy guys are good.
Well, John Lavelle don't like you or anyone else.
Is that right?
According to him last week, he doesn't like anybody. I don't even think he liked us.
I think probably the only person he likes is his mama.
I feel that way about him. I'm sorry he feels that way, but nah.
You need to change your attitude, because I'm telling you, that's how he feels about you. CC, didn't you get that feeling from him last week?
Who are you talking about? He didn't like anybody.
You
talking about
John? No, he didn't like anyone.
Yeah.
Are you talking about John?
Really
John Lavelle, yeah.
So come down there and meet him at his home place, you know.
I don't think he will like that.
Tony, trust me, that dude's going to be hiding.
These guys are tough, but we got a competitive car to run with them. I mean, I feel like that's where I was lacking before. When we went to Indianapolis, I had a 12-year-old car, you know, and trying to race against them, and they got the best, you know, all up-to-date stuff. So I feel like we got a car right now to run with them.
Well,
I haven't even drove this car yet. I went to a racetrack and bought it, and running home, it's been sitting. I ain't even drove it.
Well,
Tony, you got to watch them guys. They'll be down here hiding in the bushes, man. Not only John Lavelle, you got to watch out for that crazy man Rodney Davis too. You can't trust them dudes, man.
I don't know him. I guess I have to keep my eyes open.
Yeah. Sometimes it's better not to know who's fixing to crash into.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's going to be a real fun event.
Nah. Nah, we don't come to crash. We come to race.
What'd you say, Cece?
No, I said I think it's going to be a real fun event, and there's a lot of talk online at the different forums how fans are really excited about this event at Auburndale, and they're planning to come. And actually, you know, there's a lot more talk about that than a lot of the Winter National events that are going around the state. So I think we're going to have, you know, like a packed track for these events.
They race the great cars there every week.
No.
They don't.
I don't know. Jack, they don't race figure eight cars there every week, do they?
No, they don't race them every week, but I think they race them on a regular basis up at Auburndale and Citrus.
Now, there's plenty of figure eight cars around, okay, because there is tracks that do run it regular. And
the outlaw cars are just like that.
They're more like street stocks, most of them, not outlaws. That's what you're going to have. I'm sure you're going to have a mix of some, I'd call them an outlaw street stock.
Yeah.
With big tires on it, that's coming after you with a bunch of weight.
Yeah, these guys, I mean, it's a show.
X blowers. They're going to be blowing the X, wanting you to hit them with that light car. See, that makes for a good race because, you know, when you throw these outlaws down and then you get some of these, you know, outlaw figure eight type, you know, street stock type cars, throw them out there together, it does make for a great race. Now, when you're in one of those lighter cars, do you worry about those heavier cars blowing the X and trying to cause problems?
Nah, I mean, it don't really matter what kind of car it is. You watch for all of them, you know what I mean? And that's one thing. I mean, all the guys we race with here, that you know, you can't win if you wreck. So, I mean, everybody got their eyes open, and we have wrecks, but it's not as many as you would think. I mean, and I know as a fan, you know, you want to see wrecks. I mean, when I was a kid, hell, that was cool. You know, you had the wrecks, but when you work on it and pay for it, I'm paying for this out of my own pocket. I ain't got no sponsors, and I'm coming there out of my own pocket. But it, you try not to wreck, and you can't win if you wreck. So,
yeah, I think that as I'm a racer and a fan, I never race figure eight. I left that up to somebody else when I owned street stock. He ran it figure eight and I ran it noble. But I used to love to watch the threading of the needle that has to go on for somebody to be the winner of a figure eight race. The wrecks are there and yeah, the tear raising, but I think the competition that you see during a figure eight race of stopping and going and being smart.
That's more than the wrecks anymore.
Well, Tony, thank you so much for joining us on Inside Florida Racing tonight, and we look forward to seeing you when you come down for the big Figure 8 Championship race at Auburndale. Have a safe journey down to Florida, and we'll see you over at the racetrack.
All righty. Thanks for having me. I can't wait to get there.
Driver number 94.